It took nearly 5 years and lots of homework for Cannon Beach residents to achieve their dream of starting a charter school. But the Cannon Beach Academy's doors are open now and ready to receive students. School Director Amy Moore described it this way.
First day of school, excited students, nervous parents, excited staff, all here to hear the children's voices, which we've been missing all summer long.
Kindergarten teacher Dawn Jay is also ready for her first class.
I am really, really optimistic. I am so excited to get this going. I can't wait to see what happens this year and then next year and beyond. I'm very excited. This has just been a dream.
The Academy serves kindergarten through second grade. It is housed in the former Cannon Beach Preschool building in the Tolovana area of Cannon Beach. Because it is a public school, parents don't pay tuition. So far, 20 students, all from Cannon Beach, are enrolled. The school is just 5 students shy from the minimum it needs to function as an official charter school. It is also about half the number of students school officials originally thought they would have. Although some Seaside parents had registered their children at the academy, they changed their mind at the last minute, Moore said. But once word gets out that the school is up and running, she is confident that the desks will all be filled. Mark and Jessica Stapleton enrolled their 6-year-old daughter in first grade to avoid the drive to Seaside.
We live on the south end of town, so the drive to Seaside's a really a pain, and the bus has never really been an option to put a 5-year-old on an hour-long bus ride. So we're ecstatic.
Faced with a $1 million budget shortfall, Seaside School District closed Cannon Beach Grade School in 2013 and sent the 80 students to Seaside. Parents immediately decided to start a charter school, but the project proved more difficult than they had expected. They spent years trying to find a location and writing educational plans that the school district would accept. Although the Seaside School District supplies most of the charter school's budget based on an amount per student, the academy had to raise more funds through grants and pledges from people who supported the charter school. Even 2 months ago, there was still doubt that the academy would open this year. The school's board had to get permission from the Cannon Beach City Council to use the preschool building, which is owned by the city. Then an inspection revealed that the building needed repairs. That's when volunteers came out, said Amy Moore.
Oh my gosh, I can't even describe to you how many volunteers we've had. People come out with our landscaping party and our painting party. We've had donors who have given us supplies. We've had individual families who have come out and help us with maintenance. We've had housekeeping services. We've had our volunteers at our open house. I can't even begin to thank them from the bottom of my heart.
The Academy's board president, Kelly Dewey, has been on the front line in the effort to create the school since day one. Her 8-year-old daughter, Ryan, is in second grade there. Dewey calls the school the heartbeat of the community.
We've seen a change since our school shut down. Families have moved away, and we're hoping that bringing a school back will kind of revive that part of the town that's been missing.
Volunteers are needed to assist at the school, and donations of funds and supplies are welcome. Check the Cannon Beach Academy's website for more information. This is Nancy McCarthy, reporting for Coast Community Radio.